Tuesday, the 9th of April. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, let's talk a little bit some more about the Gospel of St. Mark, because we are, after all, in Year B, and so we're reading some of Mark, we're also reading some of John, but also we're thinking about Mark because some of us are writing the Bible quiz, and we're going to be asked about Mark. And one of the questions I'm sure they will ask is, how many endings does the Gospel of Mark have? You said to me, what do you mean, how many endings does it have? Well, it has more than one. I think we've said a bit about this before, but let's think about it now. So, there are some very early versions of the Gospel of Mark, and those early versions that we have end at verse 8, chapter 16, verse 8. So, do you remember the women go to the tomb and they find the stone rolled away and they find the man in white clothing and he says, Jesus is not here, he's gone to Galilee. Go and tell the disciples and Peter that they must go there and they will see him. And then verse 8 goes like this. They went out, this is the woman, and fled from the tomb and were trembling and astonished. And they said nothing to anyone for they were afraid. And that's how it ends. Oh my gosh, what's going on here? So we've kind of heard about the resurrection, but sort of ends in this cliffhanger. And there are all sorts of theories about why it ends like that. But one of the theories that might be true is called the rat's ending. What do they mean by rats? Well, if you think about how books were written, they weren't written the way you and I get books on paper with pages that we turn and that are bound together. At that time, they were written on scrolls. So that's like one long piece of paper or one long piece of something. And it's rolled up and you read it by unrolling it. And then when it's all rolled up, there's a bit on the outside. Now, I don't know if you've ever had rats ever get into anything, but rats like to nibble the outsides of things if they get hold of them. I know I had some books in that I was keeping in my garage, and rats got into my garage, and they did nibble all around the edges of the pages so that you couldn't read that book anymore. So there's the rats nibbling argument, which is some scholars think that maybe rats nibbled off the end of the scroll, and that's why we don't have it and got lost. Or maybe that's how Mark wrote it. Or maybe something else happened to the scroll and the end got torn off or lost in some way. And maybe we just didn't notice that as a little bit later. But what we do know is that the early church added a little bit on. Maybe it was Mark, maybe it was someone else. We don't know. So what did the early church add on? Well, the church added on some very short descriptions that we hear in the other Gospels. So it starts off by telling us that the disciples heard the woman and then weren't sure they were telling the truth. And we know that that was going on also when we read the Gospel of Luke, because in Luke's Gospel, we hear the two disciples on the road to Emmaus going, some woman said that Jesus had risen, but we don't really know what to think about that. That's very strange. They don't believe yet. And then we hear a bit about those same disciples that I've just mentioned. We've got the long story in Luke's Gospel, the walk to Emmaus. But in Mark's Gospel, after these things, he was revealed in another form to two of them as they walked on their way into the country. So that must be the two walking to Emmaus. And they went away and then they came back and told it to everyone else. And the disciples battled to believe that too. And then he was revealed to the 11 disciples, as they sat at the table. And so we have Jesus kind of very short descriptions of Jesus being shown to everyone. And that's very like Mark, because Mark's much faster than the other writers. Mark kind of gives you a little description of what happened, and that's all you need to know. You just need to know it and believe. And the final bit, Mark ends by telling the disciples to go into all the world and to preach the good news to the whole of creation, and to baptize and to save people. And he tells them a little bit more about how they must go out and the things they must do. And then finally he ends, so then the Lord, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and conforming the world by the signs that followed. So there's the sense of the end of Mark. We get a little bit of passion of the resurrection narratives. We kind of hear about them quickly. And then the really important thing, how Mark's gospel ends, is the sending out into the world, that the disciples must go out, they must baptize, and they must preach the good news, and they must do things to help people believe. And that's really the beginning of the church, isn't it? That's Mark with his two endings. Let's close our eyes now. And let's ask God to help us to be like St. Mark, to be in a hurry to follow Jesus and to do what he wants us to do, and to inspire others so that they might also go out and in their lives and work to preach the good news. Amen.